Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expressed an interest in visiting South Korea at a historic summit today with his South Korean counterpart Moon Jae-in. VOA's Brian Padden in Seoul says South Koreans are optimistic about the summit.
More so probably than in the United States, where at least from my distance, I'm hearing a lot of skepticism. I think there's a lot of support for the outreach to North Korea here. I mean, President Moon was elected last year with a very strong majority. And so I think people are somewhat optimistic. But, you know, people here, they don't get too freaked out. The tensions are high. And I don't think they're buying totally into the fact that this is a life-changing historic event.
This is the first inter-Korean summit in more than a decade and comes as the world attempts to get North Korea to drop its nuclear and missile program. UN envoy for the Middle East peace process Nikolai Mladenov warns the Gaza Strip could erupt into conflict and urge de-escalation.
Israel must relax movement and access restrictions on Gaza to enable the economy to recover, with due consideration to its legitimate security concerns.
Palestinians have been demonstrating to push for a return of Palestinian refugees to Israel. The United Nations says 35 Palestinians have been killed since the recent protests began. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says there has been no decision made by any United States for withdrawal from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, but Washington is working with its allies to see if there's a way to improve the pact. This is VOA News. Former Israeli Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo has been sworn in as U.S. Secretary of State after a divided Senate voted 57-42 to confirm President Trump's nominee. Michigan Democratic Senator Gary Peters is not a supporter of Pompeo.
I do not believe that Director Pompeo has the necessary experience, diplomatic skills, and values required to be the Secretary of State.
And Bob Corker is Republican senator from Tennessee.
I don't know of a person in the United States of America that could have more current knowledge about what is happening around the world in his current role.
Pompeo replacing Rex Tillerson, who was fired last month by President Trump. His assumption of duties allows him to attend a NATO meeting in Brussels today, hold bilateral talks with Turkish and Italian foreign ministers. New Secretary of State will then head to Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan. U.S. lawmakers closely scrutinizing Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt for ethics and spending scandals that have led to bipartisan calls for him to step down or be fired. Sagar Magani reports.
Pruitt's faced negative headlines about his outsized security force, lavish travel spending, and a sweetheart condo lease. At a House hearing, he called the accusations half-truths, twisted allegations aimed at undermining the administration's regulatory agenda.
Facts are facts and fiction is fiction.
But Democrats like New Jersey's Frank Pallone say several investigations into Pruitt will reveal the truth.
That you are unfit to hold public office.
The panel's Republicans generally rallied around Pruitt and his EPA work, but some said the allegations cannot be ignored. President Trump has publicly backed Pruitt, but privately, officials here say Pruitt's job is in serious trouble. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. comedian and actor Bill Cosby has been convicted of drugging and molesting a one-time friend in 2004. Cosby accuser Victoria Valentino says she is grateful for the verdict.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are vindicated, we are validated, and we are now part of the tsunami of women's power and justice. We are not shutting up and we're not going away. Get over it.
In all, more than 60 women have accused Cosby of sexually assaulting them over several decades. 80-year-old Cosby stared straight ahead when the jury announced its verdict. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.